Chapter 16. Seconds ticked by, traffic moved on, people walked past, and still Foggy stood on that street corner with Matt, struggling to comprehend what Matt was telling him. Heightened senses? What did that even mean? The fact that Matt had told him that all his senses but one were heightened didn't escape Foggy's attention. Matt's heightened senses didn't negate his blindness. That was the reason for Matt's tension, he suspected. Not the secret super senses, but his fear of assumptions being made about him. Foggy couldn't blame him for that. He'd made his share of faulty assumptions when it came to Matt. So had a lot of people. He swiped a hand over his face. He could really have used that cup of coffee he hadn't had right about now. Or some of that eggnog from last night. He frowned, remembering what Matt had said and forgetting all about his plan to be tactful and play it cool. Wait, were you serious last night about hearing my heartbeat? Foggy asked, his tone incredulous. Seriously drunk, but yeah, I was serious, Matt muttered, his voice strained. Foggy couldn't process that. He tried to, but his thoughts seemed to have come to a complete standstill. He wondered vaguely if this was what having a stroke felt like. He struggled to find a single thing to say, settling on honesty as the best way forward, with the sudden revelation that Matt could actually hear heartbeats. I don't know whether to be weirded out or... Foggy paused and shook his head. Unable to finish that sentence. Or, Matt muttered with a resigned sigh, or to tell you that it's kind of cool. You saved my life, Matt, Foggy declared, a little blown away by that fact. Matt, God help him, actually smiled, a shy little smile that made Foggy feel all kinds of not platonic things. He grinned and shook his head. Maybe it was the near-death experience. Maybe it was Matt. Whatever it was, he was feeling an overwhelming urge to hug the man. That's a little dramatic, Foggy, Matt said, ever the humble hero. Says you, Mr. Supersonic Ears, Foggy muttered, still grinning at him. Foggy, don't tell anyone, okay? Matt mumbled. Uncertainty flashing across his face. Okay, Matt, your secret's safe with me, Foggy promised, trying to reassure him. Matt didn't look much relieved. His tension didn't abate in the slightest, and Foggy couldn't help but wonder what it would take to take the weight of the world off Matt's shoulders. He was so closed off and doubtful sometimes. He wanted so much to see that soft version of Matt. The one who laughed when Foggy punched people, stole Hershey's Kisses when he wasn't looking, and fell asleep with his headphones on. He loved that for him. Foggy, there's more, Matt muttered, in a tone of such dread that Foggy was able to guess with reasonable accuracy what was bothering his roommate. Stick knows what you can do, doesn't he? Foggy asked, his tone grim. Yeah, he kind of trained me for a little while. He taught me how to control it, all my senses, and then he left because I was too soft, Matt mumbled, his lips trembling with those last two words. Stick abandoning him had cut him deeply. How old were you? Foggy asked, trying to figure out how much he needed to hate and despise Stick. I don't know, man. 11, maybe? 12? Matt answered, shrugging his shoulders as though he hadn't been vulnerable and impressionable at that age. A lot, Foggy decided. He needed to hate Stick a lot. The asshole had come into Matt's life when he was vulnerable and given him an extra dose of abandonment issues and trauma. He well remembered how bloody and beaten up Matt had looked that night at the Five Napkin Burger. How scared and small his voice had sounded when he'd called and told Foggy he was lost. He hated Stick with a passion for that, So when you said Stick was here to test you and you failed, you meant what exactly? Foggy asked, frowning as he tried to understand the man's motives in targeting Matt. He taught me how to fight, Foggy. He showed me how to use my senses to find weak points and break our enemy people, how to hurt people. He believes in this war between two ancient organizations. He was recruiting soldiers, Matt said with a heavy sigh. You wouldn't do it. That's why he failed you, isn't it? Foggy asked, reading the answer on Matt's face. If guilt had a face, it was Matt's. He shook his head, struggling to imagine it. Matt slugging it out with a boxing bag? Sure. Matt fighting some war? Matt fighting, period. That was hard to visualize, but Foggy didn't feel doubtful. He felt afraid. Afraid for Matt. Afraid that Stick would hurt and corrupt him, and take away everything that made Matt soft and sweet, making him hard and damaged instead. I'm not the most devoted Catholic, but life is... it's sacred. I won't kill people, Matt said, his tone resolute enough that Foggy breathed a sigh of relief. Matt wouldn't let himself be corrupted by Stick. Yeah, it'd be kind of bad for our future careers when we're supposed to be upholding the law if you are out there breaking it every night, Foggy muttered, making a great effort to keep his tone light. Yeah, Matt agreed, the corners of his mouth twitching. You don't seem very freaked out by all of this. He sounded hopeful, almost as if he'd expected Foggy to react badly, to tell him he was making it up or exaggerating. He wasn't. He knew that he wasn't. He also knew that discussing all of this didn't come easily to Matt. It had taken him over an hour to pluck up the courage to bring it up. Foggy just couldn't hurt him with any kind of doubt right now. Well, I was nearly hit by a car 5 minutes ago, so I'm kind of numb to the earth-shattering revelations at this point, Foggy felt compelled to point out. So the real reaction's coming later? You're in shock right now? Matt mumbled, sounding a little disheartened. I don't know, Matt. I actually thought you brought me out here to talk about something else, Foggy admitted, with half a laugh, shaking his head. I did, Matt said, and that shut Foggy up immediately. The laughter died in his throat, and his breath caught instead. He actually felt afraid for a moment. It was one thing for Matt to discuss things that made him vulnerable, but discussing feelings and things of that caliber made Foggy feel vulnerable, and he just wasn't sure he was ready for that. Okay. Foggy muttered, his pulse fluttering with nerves. That's why I'm telling you the truth about me and Stick, Matt admitted, somehow managing to keep his voice even. I could never, I'm not saying we would, but if we went out, I don't know much about what makes a relationship work, but I think honesty is pretty key. And trust, Foggy put in, unable to help himself. Yeah, of course, Matt agreed somewhat nervously. Foggy adjusted his scarf, his fingers brushing nervously against the cream-colored wool. He didn't know what to say to Matt. It was all on the table, being presented openly. Matt's senses, Stick, his feelings. And Foggy didn't know how in the hell he was supposed to address any of it tactfully. I'm not saying I get all of this, and I know I'm getting the watered-down version here, and that's okay, Foggy quickly added, as Matt opened his mouth to say something. It's okay to take this slow. We can. You can fill in the gaps later if you want. I trust you, Matt. With my life, as it turns out. I didn't plan on it going that way. I would have told you even if that car hadn't come along when it did, Matt declared, his voice suddenly hoarse. Well, I appreciate that we're not having this conversation while I'm lying in a hospital bed, Foggy mumbled, grimacing at the thought. What his mom would have had to say about that, he didn't like to think. Yeah, me too, Matt said, a small smile curving his lips. He adjusted his grip on the cane and started walking again. Foggy fell into step beside him, grappling with his thoughts. There were so many things he wanted to say to Matt. Walking made it easier to organize his thoughts. It gave him something to do that didn't involve addressing his own secret feelings. Matt had basically admitted his. So on the whole going out thing, Foggy said, chewing nervously at his lower lip. Okay, this could screw everything up, but you need to know, Matt muttered, halting right there in the middle of the street. I've known how you felt from the minute you started feeling things from me. Your heart would skip a beat, Foggy said, laughing, though he quickly sobered at the look on Matt's face. Wait, are you serious? You can tell how I'm feeling by listening to my... Oh my god, he thought, feeling suddenly dizzy with that implication. Matt could hear his heartbeat. He could hear it when Foggy's heart was racing. He knew when he did something that made Foggy's pulse flutter. Matt had known all along. Foggy's secret crush, if it was even a crush, had never been a secret to Matt. Nothing Foggy did was. That was a little unsettling. Yeah, it sped up just now, your heartbeat. You're upset. Angry, Matt said with a sympathetic sigh. I'm not angry, Foggy declared, but his defensive tone gave him away, much to his annoyance. It's just, I feel, I don't know, naked and not in a sexy way. In this exposed, it's literally impossible to keep any secrets from you way. I mean, there have to be some boundaries for the sake of privacy. You said you can control it. I can, Matt insisted, starting to sound a little angry himself. Then do it. Control yourself around me. No listening to my heartbeat or anything else that invades my privacy. I would never do that to you, Foggy exclaimed, a lump rising in his throat. He assumed Matt could detect that too, and he grimaced, wondering if he was ever going to have the right to secrets or privacy ever again. Okay, boundaries. I can do that, Matt promised, his tone placating. Foggy took a deep, calming breath and slowly released it, expelling it with a sigh. It was hard, harder than he'd ever thought it would be. It was hard to be patient, to be understanding, to hold off on freaking out. He couldn't freak out around Matt. He'd totally take it the wrong way, and Foggy needed time to process everything he'd been told. My mom was right. We need time. We need time to figure this out, Foggy said, frowning and shaking his head. Do you take it back? What you said about trusting me? Matt asked, his tone anxious. No, Foggy exclaimed, but it felt like a lie, and from the look on Matt's face, he knew that he'd picked up on that, likely from listening to his heartbeat. Did you just... He stared at him, wide-eyed, exposed, and unhappy about that fact. The guilty look on Matt's face just confirmed his suspicions. He had indeed listened to his heartbeat, using it as his own personal polygraph. Foggy glared at him, feeling justifiably betrayed by that invasion of privacy. I'm sorry. I swear, that's the last time I'll do that, Matt muttered, his tone apologetic. Well, I can't hear your heartbeat to know if you're lying, so... Foggy huffed and folded his arms over his chest, as if that would help conceal his heartbeat from Matt. Feel it then, Matt said, gently taking Foggy's hand in his. Defensive as he was, Foggy couldn't help but melt at Matt's touch. His roommate slowly guided his hand to the collar of his coat, letting Foggy's fingers slip beneath the neck of his sweater to the place where Matt's heart beat. Matt's hand covered his, letting Foggy feel each individual beat of his heart, steady and strong as the man whose hand clasped his. "I promise, I will use every ounce of my training and all the self-control I possess to not invade your privacy, to respect you, to respect that boundary. I won't take your trust for granted. I'll earn it," Matt said, his heart beating steadily under Foggy's fingertips. "It's the truth," Foggy whispered, sighing with relief. "It is," Matt confirmed, not letting go of his hand. "I respect you, Foggy. You have no idea how much you mean to me." Foggy couldn't speak. His hand still rested against Matt's chest, feeling his heartbeat and a whole host of other things that he couldn't hide anymore. Matt was telling the truth about everything, and he had no idea how to deal with that. End chapter 16.